Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Valdez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boggs. The throw from Slott and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Boggs scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball four. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valdez fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stapleton moves to third. Two outs. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a line drive into left field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Evans scores. Armas moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Newman reaches second base with a double. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Newman scores. Valdez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bill Castro now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Rick Miller pinch hits for Tony Armas. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valdez scores. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McRae reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. One out. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valdez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stanley now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive towards the mound. Stanley catches it and throws to first to double up Otis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing center field. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Castro covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rice is hit by the pitch. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nichols hits a line drive to left field. Wilson throws towards Washington. Washington fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Rice scores. Miller moves to third. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Miller scores. Nichols moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Stapleton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-2, Red Sox. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tufts now pitching. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valdez is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 15-3 Red Sox. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stanley. Brett scores. Simpson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller is hit by the pitch. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Nichols moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 5-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Miller scores. Nichols moves to third. Stapleton moves to second. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tufts fields it and throws to home to get Nichols. Stapleton moves to third. Newman moves to second. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. Newman scores. Valdez moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 18-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Slott moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Valdez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 18, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.